the next slide, where we've got cases that have a hole size of 15 millimetres. So we've taken account of the DCIS around. And again, what we've done here is we've taken 3 years' worth of data. We're looking at really quite large numbers of cases, over 200 cases at this end. The units are arranged according to the number of cases that they treat, with about 200 at this end. And what you can see is a number of 13 units which are high outliers with high mastectomy rates over a 3 year period, and we've got 11 down here with mastectomy rates significantly lower over that 3 year period.
There were four units which are very high outliers there, two from East Midlands, one from North East Yorkshire and Humberside, and one from North West. Do any of the regional reps, are they aware of these figures, and do they know anything about those relatively high rates? Ashu, thanks.
North West I do know about, and there's a combination of the population in that area. It does make a difference, the type of population in that area, and also the surgeon there prides himself in giving a true choice to patients, he says. So he doesn't say, you've got a small tumour, don't you want a breast-conserving operation? The story is that he gives a true choice. And in that scenario, apparently, there's a higher proportion of patients who choose mastectomy. So that's the reason for the Northwest.
And I think that one there.
Yeah. Monica.
If I could just comment, because I saw a couple people looking askance at that comment, but in fact, in the U.S., there was a great debate about whether or not mastectomy rates should be used as a quality indicator. And research has indeed shown, scientifically valid research on large population-based samples, that the more involvement the patient has in the decision-making, the higher the mastectomy rate is, so that, in fact, a very low mastectomy rate may be evidence of telling people what to do as opposed to engaging them in the process.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes? Hi, Anupam Modi from East Midlands. I think the East Midlands unit you're referring to is probably South Links. South Links has traditionally, though I'm from North Links, but South Links traditionally has had a very high mastectomy rate, because the distance to travel for patients to get radiotherapy is somewhat in the region of about 2 hours. We don't have any dual carriageways or any motorways leading to that, which traditionally means patients do choose to basically have mastectomy.
Thank you. Ian?
Yeah, Ian Moneypenny, Wales. Just a response to that comment that's just been made. We have far greater travelling distances to radiotherapy in Wales, and we've shown that that is not the reason that people choose not to have breast conservation. My question is actually relates to the low outliers and what we feel about these. Monica's just given us a very good explanation of patient choice in this matter, and should actually we be more concerned about these low outliers?
Colin, do you want to make your point?
Yeah, I just for about the 10,000th time addressing this issue, we are aware, to answer your question, we are aware of it in the Northeast, but I would echo what Dr. Morrow has said, that would appear to be a significant contributor to the one or two units where there is a high mastectomy rate, that patients appear to be given more information and more time and more choice.
Thanks. Yeah.
And in addition to what has been said, I think the units that have the low mastectomy rates, the reason that people give is probably similar to why there are high mastectomy rates, which again goes down to choice. So maybe in units that there is a high mastectomy rate, there is more choice, and there is less choice in units with low mastectomy rates. And maybe it's around the East Midlands, North East area, because in Sheffield, Linda Wild and... has done research there showing that if you give people more choice and they, you know, according to what Monica said earlier, if we give people more choice, then there'll be higher mastectomy rates. And these results were widely presented in the units around Sheffield. So maybe that's why around that area. But I think East Midlands traditionally had higher mastectomy rates. Some units had higher mastectomy rates. And the argument about radiotherapy is potentially a non-argument, because we know that there's increasing rate of radiotherapy after mastectomy. So people may need radiotherapy after mastectomy, and a lot of the times you don't know. Of course, for small cancers, it's unlikely. But
okay, thank you. Mike, did you?
I just wonder, it strikes me that there are some units still that are single surgeon units, and I wonder whether in the units that aren't single surgeon units, what proportion of these are single surgeon units, the outliers, and then within the other, in the units that aren't single surgeon units, is the performance of the individual surgeons the same? You know, is the mastectomy rate the same, or is it one rogue within the program that's getting different results to the others? I think these are issues that you could address straight up overall, but it may be that some of these numbers are a little misleading, because if it just happens to be a small unit with one or two numbers can change proportionality around it. But I think in order to draw any conclusions, we need a little more information.
I think we are going to come on in a minute to have a look at immediate reconstruction and how some of the units that are high on here fair in the immediate reconstruction graph. So we probably do need to do that.
That's okay, we'll take one more comment and then we'll move on.
Very quick question. As I'm getting older as breast surgeons, I have the opportunity and privilege to operate on doctors and nurses, and they inevitably choose mastectomy. I have not a breast-conserving surgery of 12 doctors I had the opportunity to look after. Those of here who have a lot more experience than me, are we okay to think that doctors and nurses actually perhaps are well informed? Maybe they are in better position to make a true choice. And is my experience what everybody else's experience is, that doctors inevitably choose to have mastectomy, particularly surgeons?
Not sure of the answer to that one. We'll move on, I think, Jill. Thanks.